Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, time for us to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV and talk to our friend Mr. Ben Standig from the Standig Room Only Substack. What's up, Benny? How you doing?
I am doing well. I'm getting a little FOMO here talking to you guys overseas, but otherwise I'm doing well.
Yeah, dude, it's cool here. Like, the experience is cool, but it's a ton of work, dude. You would know it. Like,
fun though, Ben. Don't let JP fool you.
Tonight, I'm looking forward to relaxing a bit. Yesterday was a zoo, and it's been all work today. Not all of us got to go to a chocolateria today.
Hey, man, had a little fun.
Benny, our AAA poll question of the day is an interesting one. 7 games left for Washington. How many of those 7 will they win? The AAA poll question of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. Mm-hmm. They got 7 games left. Benny, how do you think this goes?
Well, just thinking of this off the top of my head here, I mean, it's amazing that I don't think they're going to win this week, which is crazy considering how we've just been sort of chalking up the Dolphins game as a victory. But right now with the way the Washington defense is going, I don't know. After the bye week, they've got the last 4 games against division opponents. We know how those things kind of throw out the record. So, I don't know. Give me 2-5 the rest of the way. That doesn't sound great, but considering they're currently 0 for their last 5, maybe that doesn't sound so bad. Mm.
So I said 2 or 3, which sounds right to me. And honestly, say you go 3-4 over the last 7, you could kind of spin that as a positive. But damn, if that is what happens, you're talking about a 6-11 season. How did we get here, dude?
Well, look, I mean, there's obviously football reasons. I think it's undeniable, though, that the injuries have been just a huge factor. Now, the injuries exposed their limited depth in certain spots, right? When you lose Terry McLaurin, they just don't have another outside receiver that could replace that. When you lose Dorrance Armstrong, your sack leader, you don't have somebody else who can fill in at the pass rush level. And then, of course, obviously the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. I mean, Marcus Mariota has done a fine job, but, the ceiling is lower when it's not Daniels. And then that's just like the tip of the iceberg with the injuries, as we know. So that's been a huge part of it. But again, I think it's just exposed the lack of depth, and on defense in particular, that's been, highly problematic. I think the offense, for the most part, has been able to get by and at least be competitive despite the injuries. But the defense, obviously, just a complete disaster, and it's only gotten worse as the injuries have piled up here.
Looking at like the injuries, and I understand. No one wants to ever just use that excuse that, oh, the injuries caused the problem. I don't think the media wants to do it. I don't think fans look at it. I don't think the team does. But when you really look at it, the injuries are the problem. And then the next people that come out and say, well, this team had injuries, that team had injuries. But if that team has been building 5, 6, 7 years, they can withstand those injuries a little better because now they've had guys that might have been in their system 3 years, 2 years, 4 years that can play better than the guys that were in your system 1 year. They had, what, 30-plus new players last year and then 30-plus new players this year? That's not very much chemistry going on. And I think that we overlooked the possibilities of what could have gone wrong last year if we hadn't won those games at the last second. And then when you come into this year, I just think that everything went against you. And, hell, what we could have seen last year, we see this year.
Yeah, I remember last year, the last sort of few weeks of the season when they kept winning games at the last, on the last play, or it wasn't decided until the last play. I kept asking myself, my podcast audience, my cat, anybody who would listen, are we sure this team is good? Like, I could, they kept winning these games. You're just like, how is this happening here? But then they go out into the playoffs and pull off two huge road wins, including, the big shocker in Detroit. And you're just like, okay, well, I guess maybe there's more to it here. But ultimately, kind of what you were just saying, they were fortunate last year, as we know, with injuries. Not too many. Certainly not in the waves like this year. Jaden was healthy, and, just the breaks went their way. And that's fine. It's not a negative. That just things went their way. You got to put yourself in a position to take advantage of it when things go your way. They did last year. And this year, everything is just the opposite. And it is, it is only year two of this new regime, and you're right, the depth has not only is there lack of historical cohesion, but there's a lack of depth. I think though the concern here is, and this is what I think the last seven games for me is going to be really about, is do these two draft classes under Adam Peters show more? We've obviously seen the quarterback, and there's been, moments for some other guys, but I don't know how many of these draft picks we're saying here right now are definitive starters in 2026. And that's where I think this gets a little more concerning, because you need these younger guys to fill in and show they're ready to go. And I don't know that we're there yet. And that's, I think, part of what's going on here.
What did the cat say?
Oh, Lenny's a believer. He's a believer in Jaden Daniels. He thinks we're fine.
All right.
It's a really good point to think long haul what is here. You know what I mean? Not just, all right, can you finish maybe 4-3 over the last seven and find some positivity? But, like, what does this look like 26, 27, 28? But the centerpiece of it all is what's most important. And I think knowing that Jaden's here can mask a lot of deficiencies. But at some point, you'd like him to not have to mask deficiencies all the time. This is also – I looked this up. So Washington last season had their bye in week 14.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So they had four regular season games remaining. The Saints game went down to the last play where they broke up a two-point winner that would have won it for New Orleans. The Eagles game that they won at home went down to the last minute when Zach Ertz caught that touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons game went to overtime, and they won on the last play, touchdown throw to Jameson Crowder. That clinched the playoffs. The Cowboys game, they won on the last play of the game, Mariota to Terry. The Tampa game, last play of the game, the doink heard around the world. I mean, that's five in a row, last play of the game. That's crazy.
And I think as it was going on, greatest thing in the world, we were excited. And as Ben stated, he was asking, what happens if that doesn't happen like that? And I think by watching this year, we have to revisit last year and just realize, as great as the record looked, were they that good? Or we were just that lucky?
Yeah. I mean, look, even in the Detroit game, right? I mean, they get all the credit for the win. The Lions turned the ball over five times while gaining over 500 yards of offense. It's not too dissimilar to what's happening now, except that teams aren't turning the ball over five times. And then simultaneously, Jaden's not throwing – downfield missiles to De'Ami Brown and to Terry and all that. So, they're just missing a lot here. I think we talk a lot about the defense, and obviously that's been a huge problem. I think on offense, the first five games, even when Jaden was out, they weren't performing poorly, right? Mariota was in there. They put up over 40 against the Raiders. I know the Raiders are not good, but still – And then that Chargers game, you know, that was the best game they played, I think, you know, all around season. And you look at that game, right? You know, Bill had 150 yards of total offense. Debo was a monster for most of that game. And then the next week, Debo pops up on the injury report with a heel issue. He's not been the same since, and it felt like at that point it was just too much for the offense that, as we've discussed, they just don't have enough playmakers. Even with, you know, with Terry and Debo healthy, even if Bill is, you know, running as well as he has at times, they still lack, you know, those explosive players. And at receiver in particular, it just became impossible to scare the defense at all down the field. And all, I think that's just all, you know, led to these problems. But again, at least I think the offense, to a degree, has shown enough. It's just that the defense, boy, I mean, it's just to say it's been a mess the last month would be an understatement.
For sure. Talking with our friend Ben Standig on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Benny at Ben Standig. Check out his Substack, Last Man Standig. I want to circle back to something you said early, that you don't like this matchup. You're worried about them losing to the Dolphins. I mean, I can understand it the way the defense has played over the last month, but expand on those thoughts if you can.
Well, I think, you know, for one, I mean, the Dolphins come in here having 1-2 of 3, so they're actually, you know, based on results. I mean, they beat the Bills last week. I know the Bills are a little bit more up and down than expected this year, but so what? Miami was being viewed as an easy win, and now they're pulling off some good games. Their defense has improved just statistically in the last few weeks, and then offensively, you know, this is sort of the thing with compared to Washington. At some point, it isn't even about talent on some level. It's like, do you have the athletic capability to scare other teams? And the Dolphins have Jalen Waddle and Devin Achane, two of the faster playmakers in the league. Both had huge games against the Bills. You know, just sort of get them the ball and let them make plays. Washington does not have that right now capability. And, you know, as much as Tua Tagovailoa gets, you know, ragged on for being, you know, having a terrible contract and not being worth it, it's not like he's a garbage quarterback. He can still make plays. It's just the value for what he does is not worth it. And, you know, they're obviously also all under the hot seat. They just fired their GM. Is Mike McDaniel going to stay on as coach? So, you know, they have plenty to play for. Not saying Washington doesn't, but it's sort of a different deal. So, yeah, I just fear that Miami is a team coming in here looking at Washington as a bit of a get-right game, and they're doing it with the momentum coming off the Bills with these playmakers against the Washington defense that has not stopped anybody. So, you know, that's my fear. If Washington doesn't get turnovers, or the, you know, the breaks don't go their way, this may be another track meet where they're on the wrong end of it.
I wish every player goes back to high school and just think about it. When someone played you in homecoming, they were telling you that you were not good. When people start looking at you as that get back game, that's them telling you you're not good. And I hope they come out with that level of pissed off activity and pride. You know what I mean?
I mean, this is how you know this.
You're right. This is a get right game. That's what people be looking at our defense. Get right. Get stats.
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy how, well, you know, it wasn't even that long ago. You know, I think before the Kansas City game, I was looking at it like the next four games as if they can go, if Washington can go 2-2 and then get some of their guys back after the bye, they could still be in this thing. Then they lose three in a row, but automatically the Miami game was viewed as one of the wins. They just had to win one of the other three. Now, here we are a month later, the Dolphins are favored in the game because Washington's looked so poor and Miami's at least looked a little better. So, yeah, things can change. Maybe it'll change for Washington this week with Dan Quinn taking over as defensive coordinator. Obviously, that's the big unknown variable, if that matters or if that changes things for this team. Hopefully, for their sake, it does, and for our viewing sake, it does. But that's, you know, right now, obviously, they're in a tough spot.
I kind of like them in this spot. I think Miami is so up and down that they could just have a clunker on Sunday. And I think, in a lot of ways, man, I think what Miami did last week against Buffalo was they responded for their coach. Pretty obvious how much pressure is on Mike McDaniel, and he might still get canned at the end of the year anyway. But I think Washington needs to show up for Dan Quinn. We've heard the players week after week say, we're a well-prepared team, we just have to execute. Do you think that message gets hammered home a little bit more now that there has been, even though it doesn't rank in the significant changes of someone getting fired, But the fact that Joe Witt has been demoted, DQ has to take more on, that is a pretty major change.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the saying always is you can't fire the players, you can fire the coach. You know, so they didn't fire the coach here, they demoted him. That still puts, you know, now it puts the onus more on the players and to a degree Dan Quinn as well to say, okay, we changed this piece, now what? You can't, you know, you can't put this on the defensive coordinator. I'm not saying that the players were doing that at all, but just saying, you know, from the perception of it all, that was taking place. And now it's going to be on the players. And, you know, I don't know, it's the weirdest thing, you know, seeing game after game defensive backs run into each other, you know, defensive backs just giving up gobs of yards to receivers, seeing players in the back seven seemingly confused as to where they need to be. If you go back and look at that first Jahmyr Gibbs touchdown catch last week, you know, Jordan McGee is ultimately on him, but he was kind of like moving around all over the place because there seemed to be some confusion. So why is that happening? And is Dan Quinn, you know, does Dan Quinn make that a little bit easier, let them, you know, feel more comfortable with what they need to do? Hopefully that happens. But, you know, it needs to. I mean, you know, whether they win another game or not, they've got to look a lot better. They've got to be competitive. They can't be down 28-0 before some of the people stuck in traffic get in the stadium, you know? So that's the bare minimum. Yeah. And we'll see if that starts this week against, again, like you said, JP, a Miami team that's, you know, not particularly good this year. They've been playing better lately, but, you know, they have the same record as Washington, 3 wins. This is not a good team, but so, you know, can you?
They've shown better.
But this isn't the Lions. This isn't the Seahawks. This isn't the Chiefs. So that excuse goes out too. So now what do you look like against a team that maybe is closer to your level?
What has, just because we're here, obviously, what has been like the experience at home kind of watching Washington practice here? Like, it's so bizarre. Just generally, when I'm at practice and I tweet out what the coaches say or a video of the players, there's like a ton of interaction. But because it's all happening so early, I feel like this game might be kind of off the radar at home.
Yeah, when they wake up, half the day is over.
Right.
So I'll be really honest, it's maybe a little too TMI. On what day did they what is today? Thursday? So on
they left Monday, got here Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so whenever Will Harris was announced that his 21-day practice window was opening, it happened like literally at 4 o'clock in the morning here time. And I caught it in real time because Mother Nature called and I needed to go do some things. And I looked at my phone and you guys were tweeting that they had just made that announcement. But if I don't wake up at 4 in the morning, I don't see it till, you know, several hours later. And, yeah, it has kind of flown under the radar because most of the things that are happening are taking place while we're all asleep. And then, again, you know, the reality is, unfortunately, you know, no Jaden. You know, it feels like the competitive part of the season has kind of faded off. So I haven't gotten a ton of sense of, like, people are, like, super-duper excited for this one, other than it's new and it's different. But, you know, look, they're going to be there on Sunday. They're going to watch the game. They're going to hope for the best. But, yeah, the time difference and the fact that the team is not playing at a good level right now, I think has kind of made this thing far more muted than it would have been otherwise.
I agree. I also think if they were 3-7 and it was Marcus starting and this game was just in Miami, I think it'd be muted also.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there will actually be on Sunday more interest. I think you might have more Commanders fans watching on Sunday a pair of 3-7 teams than we would if it was a 1 o'clock game, because it's 9:30. It's standalone. Mm-hmm. Just watch it. You know what I mean? Unless you're playing golf or have early kids sports, or maybe you're going to church, like Sunday at 9:30 is a pretty relaxed time for most folks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I debated going out to Vegas this week as like, since I, you know, to avoid any kind of FOMO perhaps of building up, that I was like, let me go do something. And I was like, man, I got to get up at 6:30 to watch, or be up at 6:30 to watch this thing. That was a little much. 9:30 is fine, but it is that national window, right? I mean, not that they've had plenty of other national TV games here, so this is the new, but that national window, especially in the morning, I feel like that's when people are like, I'm going to wake up for this. You better play good football.
And, that may become our new national time, bro.
9:30 is not waking up that early, dog.
Well, I mean, for people who do their usual football routine, I mean, you know, just plus 9:30 here. I mean,
if it's 9:30, you up and at him already, Ben. You got to get there by what, 10, 11?
Ben might not be up and at him at 9:30.
Oh, well, look, I'm up and at him, but I'm just saying, you know, if you're a tailgater, 9:30 is early. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun. A little coffee golf.
Go out here, beat Miami, and they start putting us on more early morning games.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Do you think this game is going to get flexed? The next game against the Broncos, you think that we get flexed out of that Sunday night spot?
I don't know what Denver has. What, Kansas City this week? Yeah. I think. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, I think this is all on Denver. If Denver keeps winning as they have been for the most part, then maybe this game stays because they are, you know, by record, a legit contender in that conference. You know, Sean Payton, Bo Nix. I don't know if that does enough for a national audience, but there's that. But yeah, Washington's not helping that cause. So I think Denver has to stay on. Otherwise, yeah, I don't see how they don't flex it out.
We shall see. All right, buddy. Thank you for the time.
All right, Ben.
Fellas, enjoy your time over there. Very jealous, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, dude.
Don't sleep past 9.
Stop playing cat. Man.
Yeah, get that cat to wake you up. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I want to play some Amon-Ra St. Brown audio because it's an interesting situation, what happened to Duron being suspended this week. And Duron can't throw that punch, period. But you wonder if it gets to that level, if it's properly flagged in the first place. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about the great work the folks at Metropolitan Moving and Storage can do for you and your family. Listen, Metropolitan Moving, I've known these guys a long time. They've been great for me and my family, and they can do the same for you. When we had the flood in my house, my boy McCarty reached out to me right away, said, how can we help? Put me in touch with a contractor, got me a whole bunch of boxes to box stuff up. That's the level of service you get because these guys are the best. They're trusted by real estate agents. They're trusted by commercial lease experts. They can move your house or your office, whatever it is you need. They can also do some storage. Say you want to sell your house, you want to get it staged, they can come to your house, box everything up, put it in storage, and then when you sell your house, close on your new house and move in, deliver it then. You never have to share truck space with these guys. They'll give you a free on-site estimate with one of their moving consultants, and whatever it is you're looking for, say you've got high-end art or sculptures, they could put that in specialized crates so nothing gets damaged during moves. They're the best. Look for them. DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's Metropolitan Moving and Storage. DCMetropolitanMoving.com. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This is one of these tricky situations because you and I have been crystal clear that Deron Payne can't do what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ejection and, unfortunately, even the suspension are earned based on slugging a dude in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of reaction following that game where Javon Kinlaw came out and explained that Deron actually got punched first and people were like,
yeah, right.
Oh, he's whining like a baby. Who cares? You can't do that. But in the subsequent days, on Tuesday, I want to say, is when we found the footage of Deron getting punched by St. Brown. And it wasn't once, but it was twice, and it was pretty egregious. St. Brown at first denied anything ever happened, said, oh, I don't know why he punched me.
Because he was trying to, because the referee didn't call it.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, to me, of all the stuff that happened, the referee should be fined or reprimanded, point blank.
He won't be, but you're right. You're 100%
should be.
Right. But St. Brown does a podcast, I imagine once or twice a week. I don't know how often the St. Brown podcast comes out. But he obviously now there's video out, right? Like I put it out. A lot of people saw it. A lot of people put it out. Deron put it out on his Instagram. His Instagram is private. Otherwise, this thing would have gone super nuclear. Amon-Ra St. Brown has now responded to the video being out. Here it is.
This whole thing stemmed two plays ago. So two plays before that, I'm blocking. I believe it's number 20. It's like backside run. I'm cut off. I'm blocking him. He's low-key driving me. He got under me. He's driving me all the way back into the pile. Like the play is kind of dead, and he drives me down. Boom. So now I'm on my back. He's on top of me. I mean, good play by him. He caught me off balance. So he drove me down. I'm on my back. He's on top of me. Boom.
Pause.
I get up.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. I get up. And, you know, he's talking to me, whatever. I wasn't even saying much. And Payne comes out and bumps me. I'm like, what the f-? So I hit him. And then he starts talking. And then I hit him again. And I accidentally hit him in the face. I didn't even mean to, you know, jab him in the face. I just mean to, like, push him off. And I so happened to hit him in the face. And at that point, I was like, damn, like, I shouldn't have done that, like. Probably flag, whatever. Ref was standing right there. He didn't throw the flag, so that's that. After I do that, though, he grabs my face mask, and there's like a scuffle for like 5 seconds. It's not on the, you know, they don't see it. But right after that, he grabs me. There's like a scuffle. He's grabbed my face mask. What the fuck, talking this, that, and the other. And then, boom, they break it up. You know, play clock was going down. They raise it, gets back to like 30 seconds. We run the next play, whatever. Two plays after that, we score. Jameer scores. And, you know, I'm walking back to the sideline. He's standing there, and I'm just talking regular, like, you know, regular football talk. Nothing crazy. Nothing like you would be like, oh, yeah, I deserved a punch. It was just, you know, talk. I don't even remember what I said. It was in the moment. And then he didn't say anything. He just whined back and punched me. I was like, honestly, I didn't even expect it. Like, it happened so fast. I did not expect that a 300-pound dude was about to slap the shit out of me.
All right, he's still trying to lie about what happened. He didn't just push him; he punched him twice.
Right.
Okay. And when you punch a guy,
he's clearly got his own version
in the helmet or the neck area, he's going to try to get you back, and that's exactly what happened. The fact that the ref didn't do anything.
That's the biggest problem.
He said he thought he was going to get, and Deron, he said, slapped him. Didn't barge him, slapped him, he said. I don't care. The referee, the person who could have controlled the whole thing, never did. NFL, get off your ass and stop sitting up here faking with these refs. Make them do their damn job, because if he does his job, that slap, that punch, whatever the hell it is, doesn't happen. And
that's a question. If there's a flag there, do you think Duron feels a little differently as the game goes?
I think if there's a flag that Duron does nothing afterwards. Nothing. Because you saw when he got punched, he immediately went to the ref. So when the ref steps in and tell you to just get off and whatever, now you feel like, okay, well, you're not going to police it? I'll police it.
Right.
That's the way players think. Now, still, he can't do what he did. But if the referee had done his damn job, he does nothing after that. I will put my life on that.
Now, a lot of people came out with some really, really harsh criticism of Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw. Kinlaw got, like, wrapped in this thing because he told the truth after the game, and people said it was like a crybaby, right?
People are full of crap, man.
I liked this. Now, you had a part in this, it seems. So Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp do their podcast every night. There's been some wild, entertaining moments from that podcast. Mm-hmm. Certainly that one interview that, you know, went super viral back over the summer.
With Cat.
Yeah, with Cat. But
I don't think Ocho was even doing it at that moment.
That also, they might have different. That might have been Shannon's show and not the one he does with Ocho. But regardless, you and Tana were talking.
We were flying here, and Ocho was coming out here to hang out with his boy who plays for Real Madrid. And he was talking about that play. We showed him the video. That was Tuesday. Today's Thursday. That came out either Tuesday or
I think this was from Wednesday night's
so
Shannon and
yesterday.
Ocho.
Yeah, right. They did it.
After you showed him the video.
After we showed him the video.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
This is Shannon and Ocho.
Daron Payne reached out to me today on DM, and he was very, very respectful. And I'm not going to get to specifics, but basically he was saying, OG, I appreciate you. I love the way you played the game. Everything that you were able to accomplish, you were great. He said, but I didn't unprompt, just unload on old boy.
Yeah.
And he sent me the video. Let me be the loudest and say, bro, I'm sorry. Javon Kinlaw, I owe you an apology too, because you said he did hit Daron Payne first. And I didn't believe you. So I want to apologize to you. But the biggest apology goes to Daron Payne. I'm sorry, bro. I am so sorry as a man. I'm never going to be too prideful. I'm never going to be too wealthy. I'm never going to be anything where I can't say I'm sorry, I was wrong. Daron Payne, I was wrong. I wish you'd have knocked his ass out.
Whoa. Wait. Hey, don't talk about my...
Nope. Keep your hands to yourself. Your grandma told you that. Yeah. Your mom told you that.
I love that.
I'm with that. See, but listen, bro. You're right. We were right about saying he can't do it.
Period.
But bro code is bro code. You hit me, you know you're getting hit back. You know it's coming. And it probably was like Daron was like, I ain't going to get a chance to hit his ass regularly, so I'm going to just pop him.
Right, because Daron doesn't get any chances at him.
So listen, man, that's why I tell people a lot of times, a lot of people got a lot of comments, a lot of complaints, a lot of things. You don't understand half of that stuff that goes out on that field, man. It's some brutal stuff. And, you know, you got me and your little referee set up there and didn't do nothing about it. Okay, I get you. He hasn't found a better tack.
Sure.
It was too out in the wide open.
It was too out.
You should have ran over to a pile, jumped on that pile, and while jumping on the pile, you know, right before the whistle's blown, you jump, but your elbow kind of land first. Or your knee goes into a rib. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little stuff like that. And I've never done nothing like that. But
sure.
You know, that's the type of things you
just
do.
Just guessing.
Yeah, I'm just realizing how you could do certain things. But you could get them back in a legal aspect.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they won't have Daron Payne this weekend. That's obviously a blow for this defense. Payne is one of, if not their best player. And you're not going to have him. And Devon Achane, the Dolphins running back, is really good. Mm. And you got to have real questions about what Achane can do this week. But I do feel like none of this is justice. Like, Daron still can't do what he did. He's still suspended.
Yeah.
But I just I'm glad we kind of set the record straight.
Wanted to bring that out so other people can know. And let's be real. Some people that see this, they're not going to change their mind.
Sure.
Because you know what? People get the right to say what the hell they want these days, and they don't have to back up anything.
Right.
But they want that player to always give them the level of respect
right.
that they won't give the player.
Right.
So, you know, for Deron, one finger salute to y'all.
Let's give a salute of with more fingers. One thing that is cool about us being on Monumental Sports now is that we're in Madrid. I'm mm-hmm. away from my family, but my wife is able to put the TV on, and Shelby and Ainsley are watching at home. So we're saying hi to the girls. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. We miss you. I'm home Monday, so it's not that far away. This is a
– And he promised he got a $100 bill for both of y'all.
B – Between Landfill playing the Stop Singing Drop and B offering, that Uncle B Mitch has $100 for
Uncle Daddy. Uncle Daddy has
loaded weekend in the NFL. Far beyond the likes of a pair of 3-7 teams playing in Madrid. Loaded weekend. Let's go through some of the biggest matchups this weekend. You're watching B Mitch and Finley. Hi, girls. Hey, folks, JP Finley here. I've told you about all the great work Better Services did at my home. Check it out on Facebook. I posted photos of the beautiful appliances they set me up with. Our refrigerator is incredible now. It's way bigger, and it has a water filter. Whatever it is you need, hit up Better Services. If you need new appliances like I did, hit up Better Services. Say you've got some handyman work around the house you need done, hit up Better Services. Or if you're thinking about a kitchen reno, a bathroom reno, any sort of project, hit up Better Services. They're family-owned. They've got a showroom in Kensington, so you can go check out all the appliances they have available. You can get same-day or next-day delivery, and you know the holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas. You're going to have a lot of people at your house. You better be sure everything is running right. Hit up Better Services. You better get better, B-E-T-T-A-R. Check them out at betterservices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitchell Finley and Ace of Base, live right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the YouTube stream at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Coming at you live from Madrid, Spain. We're out here in advance of the Commanders game against the Dolphins on Sunday from Bernabeu Stadium. Real Madrid's home field. Been at Real Madrid's practice facility all week. Been pretty damn cool, man. It's a pretty sweet stadium.
True.
I think they'll have the roof closed Sunday, don't you? It's been raining on and off.
Should be.
They're not going to play in the rain on how these people value their grass. These Real Madrid people take this stuff serious, man.
Yeah, yeah. That they should.
You're not allowed to walk. Like, it's a buttoned-up operation over there. I can tell you that.
Get off of my grass. Talk about stay off my lawn. Mess with their lawn and find out what happened.
Well, if you'd like to watch a game in person this weekend, it's not going to be the Commanders unless you're flying to Madrid. What about just driving to College Park? Caller number 10 to 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to see Maryland football Saturday, November 22nd against Michigan. Join Maryland Terrapins football for its 2025 home finale against the Michigan Wolverines. Don't miss your last chance to see Maryland football in Terpsville this season. All right, well, I didn't realize that game's next Saturday. But caller number 10, you win a pair of tickets. Well, you're not going to see the Commanders next weekend.
Yeah,
either.
They'll be off.
They got a bye week.
Yeah.
B, I don't know how much football we're going to watch this weekend, but...
We have a chance to watch a lot of it.
So we're
our game will be over,
right? But it's just gonna be late. I will definitely probably watch the end of the 1 o'clock. So I think my work will be done by then. So the game's here. 1 o'clock is 7 o'clock. 4:30 is 11:30. 10:30,
bro.
10:30. And if you want to watch Sunday Night Football, that joins like tonight's Thursday night game starts at 2:15.
I won't be watching that.
I will not be watching that. Tonight's game.
You might do better trying to watch it. No, you want to go to sleep because when we get back home, we'll need to have our timing all messed up.
No. Tonight's game's kind of a clunker, I think. Jets, Patriots. The Patriots should roll them. Maybe it's a closer game. It's a division game. I don't know what the weather's like in New England. But the Pats are 12.5 point favorites. Like, this is a significantly large point spread.
Yeah. But you know how things go, man.
But, B, there are good games this weekend.
Who you got?
You want a 1 o'clock game that you would like to watch?
Give it to me.
Bucks-Bills.
I got to watch both of the quarterbacks that rubbed me the wrong way halftime.
Both teams are 6-3. You don't seem to think either are true contenders. In that game, Tampa's a 6-point underdog. Mm-hmm. Who, if you could only pick one of those two teams as your Super Bowl team, who would it be?
I would pick Tampa.
Why?
Because I want to see Ty Bowles win a Super Bowl or go to one as a coach.
But you know Sean McDermott, too?
Yeah, but I know Ty Bowles way better than Sean McDermott.
Okay.
Ty Bowles is my boy.
Wasn't Sean McDermott was on the Eagles staff when you were there?
On the staff, but I played with Ty. There's a difference.
Okay. So that's your
I hang out with you. Some other people, I don't know them like you.
I get it.
All right.
I got a 4 o'clock. I got a couple 4 o'clock games for you to watch.
Give it to me.
Seahawks, Rams.
Mm.
That's a pair of 7-2 teams, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tight spread. Just LA -3, home field advantage.
Mm.
Who do you think that game means more to?
It means more to the Seahawks right now because they're trying to get back into action. They want to prove that Sam Darnold is correct. Sam Darnold's the guy.
Rams are at home,
yeah.
And the winner of this is going to be in first place.
Sean already got a Super Bowl, though, so he can use it. He can bounce back a little bit more for this. Sam Darnold will keep people – if he wants people – he wants Landfield to believe in him, he got to win this game.
What about you?
I started to believe him a little bit after a while. I'm not completely against him by Landfield.
So you don't believe in Baker or Josh Allen but are starting to believe in Sam Darnold.
I think Sam Darnold is starting to change the narrative.
Landfill?
I just think Baker, And see, I don't judge Baker. Sam Darnold was here.
Right.
So he can get here, and I think he's good. Baker and Josh are judged based off of up here.
Right. That's fair.
And they hadn't always played up here.
Lanfield, if Darnold gets home this weekend, Seahawks on the road in L.A., are you prepared to start changing your tune?
Nope.
What does he have to do for you to change your tune?
Nah, go an entire season without sucking.
Last year, he pretty much did that.
Nope, that is not correct. There was the end of the season part, which is an important part of the season.
Yeah, Joe, you forgot that part.
Arguably the most important.
If Sam Darnold can win a playoff game, are the demons exercised?
I mean, there's the NFL expanded the playoffs, so winning a playoff game, you know, doesn't count as much as it used to.
You need to see Darnold in a divisional round or an NFC championship game.
We'll see.
All right. We got more good football, though. Chiefs-Broncos on Sunday, B. Who does that game mean more to?
Broncos. The Chiefs been to 5 Super Bowls. Pat has been already solidified to a lot of people as one of the best to ever play. If the Broncos want people to believe in them, they have to go out there and unseat them.
I understand that, but for this season, if the season ended right now, the Chiefs would be on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
They're 5-4. Denver's 8-2, and the Chargers are 7-3. So they're like, they're swimming upstream, dude, just to get in.
I understand what you're saying, but they have enough stuff in their cupboard to be able to not make the playoffs and still have nothing happen.
Here's a crazy stat. The Chiefs and the Jags have 5-4 records, but the Jags have the tiebreaker because of that head-to-head win.
Yeah, they beat them. Yeah, yeah.
Wild to think. If Roger Goodell would never say this, he might rewrite the tiebreaker rules.
If the Jags make it.
You mean Taylor Swift's not in the playoffs because Trevor Lawrence is?
Yeah, we need everybody watching.
So that's a really good. That's another 4 o'clock game. Then the Sunday night game is awesome. Lions Eagles,
the one that we're not going to be watching.
We're definitely not watching. Yeah. I think I got a better chance of maybe watching the very end of it at like 5:30 a.m.
What time your flight?
My flight's actually at 11. That should be good.
Okay.
Who does that game mean?
Your flight was at 1.
Detroit, Philly. You got direct going home, right?
It's more for that flight, that game. Who more?
Lions are 6-3. Eagles are 7-2. As far as the playoff picture goes, both are firmly in. The Eagles right now would be the 1 seed. The Lions would be the 3 seed as the NFC North winner.
Well, I think it's more for the Lions because the Lions don't want the Eagles to have home field.
And the Eagles are defending Super Bowl champs. Like, the Lions have to prove they can get over that.
Yeah, true.
That's a really good game. The Monday night game, Cowboys-Raiders. I'm kind of surprised by this spread, which makes me really like the Raiders. What do you think the line would be for Cowboys-Raiders in Vegas?
Cowboys-Raiders in Vegas. It's Cowboys, dog. Probably 7.5.
That's kind of – I thought it'd be 6-ish.
What is it?
3.5.
That's it?
Seems like Vegas wants you to bet Dallas.
Nah, it seems like Vegas just don't believe in Dallas.
Hard to believe it.
They score that many points, and they only put them a 3.5 points favorite?
Yeah. When we return, Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, will join the program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.